English 900, Book 6, Tape 1A, Countries and Nationalities. Listen. What's your nationality? Are you American? What part of the world do you come from? I'm an American by birth. I was born in Spain, but I'm a citizen of France. Do you know what the population of Japan is? What's the area of the Congo in square miles? Who is the governor of this state? According to the latest census, our population has increased. Politically, the country is divided into 50 states. The industrial area is centered largely in the north. The country is rich in natural resources. It has mineral deposits. This nation is noted for its economic stability. How old do you have to be to vote in the national elections? Today we celebrate our Day of Independence. It's a national holiday. My home is in the capital. It's a cosmopolitan city. Now, repeat. What's your nationality? Are you American? What part of the world do you come from? I'm an American by birth. I was born in Spain, but I'm a citizen of France. Do you know what the population of Japan is? What's the area of the Congo in square miles? Who is the governor of this state? According to the latest census, our population has increased. Politically, the country is divided into 50 states. The industrial area is centered largely in the north. The country is rich in natural resources. It has mineral deposits. This nation is noted for its economic stability. How old do you have to be to vote in the national elections? Today we celebrate our Day of Independence. It's a national holiday. My home is in the capital. It's a cosmopolitan city. Intonation. Listen and repeat. What's your nationality? Are you American? What part of the world do you come from? I'm an American by birth. I was born in Spain, but I'm a citizen of France. Do you know what the population of Japan is? What's the area of the Congo in square miles? Who is the governor of this state? According to the latest census, our population has increased. Politically, the country is divided into 50 states. The industrial area is centered largely in the north. The country is rich in natural resources. It has mineral deposits. This nation is noted for its economic stability. How old do you have to be to vote in the national elections? Today we celebrate our Day of Independence. It's a national holiday. was in the capital. It's a cosmopolitan city.
Verb study. Listen. 1. Come from. What part of the world do you come from?
She comes from England, doesn't she?
He came from East Africa, didn't he? 2. Be born. I was born in Spain, but I'm a citizen of France.
He's a Native American. He was born in the United States.
Where were you born? 3. Increase. According to the latest census, our population has increased.
In some cities, the population increases each year.
Will the population increase very much during the next 10 years? 4. Be divided into. Politically, the country is divided into 50 states.
The United States is now divided into 50 states.
The people were divided in their opinions about the issue. 5. Be centered. The industrial area is centered largely in the north.
According to the new plans, the cultural area will be centered around this section of the city.
Isn't the agricultural area centered in the south? 6. Be noted for. This nation is noted for its economic stability.
Wasn't John noted for his conservative views?
That country has always been noted for its natural resources. 7. Vote. How old do you have to be to vote in the national elections?
Helen is voting in the elections for the first time this year.
You voted in the last national elections, didn't you?
How did you vote? Did you vote for or against Mr. Smith?
8. Celebrate. Today we celebrate our Day of Independence.
What is it we're celebrating tonight?
Last week, Mr. and Mrs. Cooper celebrated their wedding anniversary.
She celebrates her birthday in September.
Now repeat. 1. Come from. What part of the world do you come from?
She comes from England, doesn't she?
He came from East Africa, didn't he? 2. Be born. I was born in Spain, but I'm a citizen of France.
He's a Native American. He was born in the United States.
Where were you born? 3. Increase. According to the latest census, our population has increased.
In some cities, the population increases each year.
Will the population increase very much during the next 10 years? 4. Be divided into. Politically, the country is divided into 50 states.
The United States is now divided into 50 states.
The people were divided in their opinions about the issue. 5. Be centered. The industrial area is centered largely in the north.
According to the new plans, the cultural area will be centered around this section of the city.
Isn't the agricultural area centered in the south? 6. Be noted for. This nation is noted for its economic stability.
Wasn't John noted for his conservative views?
That country has always been noted for its natural resources. 7. Vote. How old do you have to be to vote in the national elections?
Helen is voting in the elections for the first time this year.
You voted in the last national elections, didn't you?
How did you vote? Did you vote for or against Mr. Smith?
Eight. Celebrate. Today we celebrate our Day of Independence.
What is it we're celebrating tonight?
Last week, Mr. and Mrs. Cooper celebrated their wedding anniversary.
She celebrates her birthday in September.
Now review the base sentences. Listen and repeat.
What's your nationality? Are you American? What's your nationality? Are you American? What part of the world do you come from? What part of the world do you come from? I'm an American by birth. I'm an American by birth. I was born in Spain, but I'm a citizen of France. I was born in Spain, but I'm a citizen of France. Do you know what the population of Japan is? Do you know what the population of Japan is? What's the area of the Congo in square miles? What's the area of the Congo in square miles? Who is the governor of this state? Who is the governor of this state? According to the latest census, our population has increased. According to the latest census, our population has increased. Politically, the country is divided into 50 states. Politically, the country is divided into 50 states. The industrial area is centered largely in the north. The industrial area is centered largely in the north. The country is rich in natural resources. It has mineral deposits. The country is rich in natural resources. It has mineral deposits. This nation is noted for its economic stability. This nation is noted for its economic stability. How old do you have to be to vote in the national elections? How old do you have to be to vote in the national elections? Today we celebrate our Day of Independence. It's a national holiday. Today we celebrate our Day of Independence. It's a national holiday. My home is in the capital. It's a cosmopolitan city. My home is in the capital. It's a cosmopolitan city.
This is the end of tape 1A. Book 6, English 900. English 900, Book 6, Tape 1B. Substitution drills. 1. Listen. What's your nationality? Are you American?
What's your nationality? Are you Spanish?
What's your nationality? Are you French?
What's your nationality? Are you Congolese?
What's your nationality? Are you Japanese? Now, repeat. What's your nationality? Are you American?
What's your nationality? Are you Spanish?
What's your nationality? Are you French?
What's your nationality? Are you Congolese?
What's your nationality? Are you Japanese? 2. Listen. What part of the world do you come from?
What geographical area of the world do you come from?
What place in the world do you come from?
What kind of climate do you come from?
Now, repeat. What part of the world do you come from?
What geographical area of the world do you come from?
What place in the world do you come from?
What kind of climate do you come from?
3. Listen. I'm an American by birth. What's your nationality?
I'm a naturalized American. What's your nationality?
I'm a native Australian. What's your nationality? Now, repeat. I'm an American by birth. What's your nationality?
I'm a naturalized American. What's your nationality?
I'm a native Australian. What's your nationality? 4. Listen. I was born in Spain, but I'm a citizen of France.
I was born in Spain, but I grew up in South America.
I was born in Spain, but my father was from Korea.
I was born in Spain, but I don't have Spanish citizenship.
I was born in Spain, but I have retained Burmese citizenship. Now, repeat. I was born in Spain, but I'm a citizen of France.
I was born in Spain, but I grew up in South America.
I was born in Spain, but my father was from Korea.
I was born in Spain, but I don't have Spanish citizenship.
I was born in Spain, but I have retained Burmese citizenship. Five. Listen. Do you know what the population of Japan is?
Do you know what the population of the United States is?
Do you know what the population of the Philippines is?
Do you know what the population of Indonesia is?
Do you know what the population of Thailand is? Now, repeat. Do you know what the population of Japan is?
Do you know what the population of the United States is?
Do you know what the population of the Philippines is?
Do you know what the population of Indonesia is?
Do you know what the population of Thailand is? 6. Listen. What's the area of the Congo in square miles?
What's the area of the Congo in square meters?
What's the area of the Congo in hectares?
What's the area of the Congo in acres of land?
Now, repeat. What's the area of the Congo in square miles?
What's the area of the Congo in square meters?
What's the area of the Congo in hectares?
What's the area of the Congo in acres of land?
7. Listen. Who's the governor of the state?
Who's the head of this government?
Who's the mayor of the city?
Who's the president of this republic?
Who's the chief of state of this nation?
Who's the leader of this political party?
Now, repeat. Who's the governor of the state?
Who's the head of this government?
Who's the mayor of this city?
Who's the president of this republic?
Who's the chief of state of this nation?
Who's the leader of this political party?
8. Listen. According to the latest census, our population has increased.
According to the latest census, our population has decreased.
According to the latest census, our population has remained the same.
According to the latest census, our population has declined.
Now, repeat. According to the latest census, our population has increased.
According to the latest census, our population has decreased.
According to the latest census, our population has remained the same.
According to the latest census, our population has declined.
Nine. Listen. Politically, the country is divided into 50 states.
Geographically, the country is divided into 10 regions.
Culturally, the country is divided into 2 sections.
Industrially, the country is divided into 3 major areas.
Now, repeat. Politically, the country is divided into 50 states.
Geographically, the country is divided into 10 regions.
Culturally, the country is divided into 2 sections.
Industrially, the country is divided into 3 major areas.
10. Listen. The industrial area is centered largely in the north.
The agricultural region is centered largely in the north.
The farm area is centered largely in the north.
The petroleum region is centered largely in the north.
The mining area is centered largely in the north. Now, repeat. The industrial area is centered largely in the north.
The agricultural region is centered largely in the north.
The farm area is centered largely in the north.
The petroleum region is centered largely in the north.
The mining area is centered largely in the north. Listen. The country is rich in natural resources. It has mineral deposits.
The country is rich in natural resources. It has iron ore.
The country is rich in natural resources. It has petroleum.
The country is rich in natural resources. It has timber reserves.
The country is rich in natural resources. It has water resources. Now, repeat. The country is rich in natural resources. It has mineral deposits.
The country is rich in natural resources. It has iron ore.
The country is rich in natural resources. It has petroleum.
The country is rich in natural resources. It has timber reserves.
The country is rich in natural resources. It has water resources. Listen. This nation is noted for its economic stability.
This nation is noted for its political stability.
This nation is noted for its economic development.
This nation is noted for its scientific accomplishments.
This nation is noted for its advanced technology.
This nation is noted for its natural resources.
This nation is noted for its indigenous music. Now, repeat. This nation is noted for its economic stability.
This nation is noted for its political stability.
This nation is noted for its economic development.
This nation is noted for its scientific accomplishments.
This nation is noted for its advanced technology.
This nation is noted for its natural resources.
This nation is noted for its indigenous music. Now repeat the following sentences. 13. How old do you have to be to vote in the national elections?
How old do you have to be to become president of the country?
How old do you have to be to become a senator?
How old do you have to be the president of a university?
How old do you have to be to drive a car? 14. Today we celebrate our Day of Independence. It's a national holiday.
Today we celebrate Independence Day. It's a national holiday.
Today we celebrate Christmas. It's a national holiday.
Today we celebrate Thanksgiving. It's a national holiday.
Today we celebrate our nation's birth. It's a national holiday. My home is in the capital. It's a cosmopolitan city.
My home is in the capital. It's an industrial center.
My home is in the capital. It's a large metropolitan area.
My home is in the capital. It's a small provincial town.
My home is in the capital. It's quite an interesting place.
My home is in the capital. It's an historic city.
English 900, Book 6, Tape 1C. Participation Drill. Listen. I live in Washington, D.C. Where do you live?
I'm now living in Chicago, Illinois. I used to live in Tokyo, the capital city of Japan. Washington is the capital of the United States, isn't it?
Yes, Washington is the capital. It's an historic city noted for its many famous buildings. Is Chicago an historic city?
Chicago is an historic city also, but it's mainly an industrial center. Washington isn't an industrial center, is it?
No, Washington isn't an industrial city, but it's a large metropolitan area. Is Chicago as large as Washington?
Chicago is much larger than Washington. According to the last census, the population of Chicago is over 3.5 million. That's more people than Washington has, isn't it?
Yes. Chicago has many more people than Washington, about 5 times as many. How many years have you lived in Chicago?
5 years. I've lived in Chicago ever since I came to the United States from Japan. You haven't lived in Washington all your life, have you?
No. I haven't lived in Washington all my life. I was born in Paris, France. I'm still a citizen of France. Have you retained your Japanese citizenship?
No, I'm not a Japanese citizen any longer. I'm now a naturalized American. Are you planning to return to France?
Yes. I'm going to return to Paris in time to celebrate Bastille Day, a national holiday almost like Independence Day in the United States. Oh, I miss Paris very much. Do you miss Tokyo?
Yes, I do miss Tokyo. But now my home is in the United States, and as a citizen, I can vote in the national elections.
Now, you take the part of student B. I live in Washington, D.C. Where do you live? Yes, Washington is the capital. It's an historic city noted for its many famous buildings. Is Chicago an historic city? No, Washington isn't an industrial city, but it's a large metropolitan area. Is Chicago as large as Washington? Yes, Chicago has many more people than Washington, about 5 times as many. How many years have you lived in Chicago? No, I haven't lived in Washington all my life. I was born in Paris, France. I'm still a citizen of France. Have you retained your Japanese citizenship? Yes, I'm going to return to Paris in time to celebrate Bastille Day, a national holiday almost like Independence Day in the United States. Oh, I miss Paris very much. Do you miss Tokyo?
Now, listen again.
I live in Washington, D.C. Where do you live?
I'm now living in Chicago, Illinois. I used to live in Tokyo, the capital city of Japan. Washington is the capital of the United States, isn't it?
Yes, Washington is the capital. It's an historic city noted for its many famous buildings. Is Chicago an historic city?
Chicago is an historic city also, but it's mainly an industrial center. Washington isn't an industrial center, is it?
No, Washington isn't an industrial city, but it's a large metropolitan area. Is Chicago as large as Washington?
Chicago is much larger than Washington. According to the last census, the population of Chicago is over 3.5 million. That's more people than Washington has, isn't it?
Yes, Chicago has many more people than Washington, about 5 times as many. How many years have you lived in Chicago?
5 years. I've lived in Chicago ever since I came to the United States from Japan. You haven't lived in Washington all your life, have you?
No. I haven't lived in Washington all my life. I was born in Paris, France. I'm still a citizen of France. Have you retained your Japanese citizenship?
No, I'm not a Japanese citizen any longer. I'm now a naturalized American. Are you planning to return to France?
Yes. I'm going to return to Paris in time to celebrate Bastille Day, a national holiday almost like Independence Day in the United States. Oh, I miss Paris very much. Do you miss Tokyo?
Yes, I do miss Tokyo. But now my home is in the United States, and as a citizen, I can vote in the national elections.
Grammar review exercises. Exercise 1. Listen and repeat. I am a Native American.
Question.
Am I a Native American?
A naturalized American.
Am I a naturalized American?
Statement.
I am a naturalized American.
They
are naturalized Americans.
He
is a naturalized American.
President of a university.
He is president of a university.
Question.
Is he president of a university?
Leader of his political party.
Is he leader of his political party?
Statement.
He is leader of his political party.
A French citizen.
He is a French citizen.
They
are French citizens.
I
am a French citizen. Exercise 2. Listen and repeat. This nation is noted for economic stability.
Question.
Is this nation noted for economic stability?
Negative question.
Isn't this nation noted for economic stability?
Negative statement.
This nation isn't noted for economic stability.
Mineral resources.
This nation isn't noted for mineral resources.
Affirmative statement.
This nation is noted for mineral resources.
Is rich in.
This nation is rich in mineral resources.
Question.
Is this nation rich in mineral resources?
This country.
Is this country rich in mineral resources?
Negative question.
Isn't this country rich in mineral resources?
Negative statement.
This country isn't rich in mineral resources.
Doesn't have.
This country doesn't have mineral resources.
Affirmative statement.
This country has mineral resources.
10 regions.
This country has 10 regions.
Is divided into.
This country is divided into 10 regions. Exercise 3. Listen and repeat. You can vote in the national elections, can't you?
Negative.
You can't vote in the national elections, can you?
Become president.
You can't become president, can you?
Affirmative.
You can become president, can't you?
Want to.
You want to become president, don't you?
Negative.
You don't want to become president, do you?
Live in a small town.
You don't want to live in a small town, do you?
Affirmative.
You want to live in a small town, don't you?
Would like to.
You would like to live in a small town, wouldn't you?
Negative.
You wouldn't like to live in a small town, would you?
Work in an industrial center.
You wouldn't like to work in an industrial center, would you?
Affirmative.
You would like to work in an industrial center, wouldn't you?
Will.
You will work in an industrial center, won't you?
Negative.
You won't work in an industrial center, will you?
Aren't going to.
You aren't going to work in an industrial center, are you?
Affirmative.
You are going to work in an industrial center, aren't you? Word study exercises. Exercise 1. Listen and repeat. This country is known for its economic development.
It developed very rapidly in the last 10 years.
The scientific accomplishments of the past century are amazing.
Scientists have accomplished many advances in exploring space.
The national elections take place in November.
This year we will elect a new president.
The population of California is increasing.
The state is being populated very rapidly.
I'm an American by birth.
I was born in the United States.
Mr. Smith is the governor of this state.
We hope he governs wisely.
Exercise 2. Listen and repeat. I'm going to celebrate my birthday on Saturday.
I'm planning a big celebration with all my friends.
The United States is divided into 50 states.
These are political and geographic divisions.
Are you going to vote in the national elections?
Every vote is important.
The population of this small town has decreased.
The people are unhappy about the decrease.
This is the end of tape 1C, book 6, English 900.